own joke. That's Brandon terrible. Moore, number 44 for North Huron. Minute 40, first quarter. 12-10, North Huron by 2. John Hatch. Justin Hatch, excuse me, at the top of the key. Gets it stolen away by McNeil. Drills up for the layup for the right side. Bounces in and out. Rebound by Moore. Here comes North Huron. 85 seconds left in the first. And the transition pass was stolen right away by Coghlan. Here comes McNeil at the top of the key, dribbling. Has that ball in the string. Into Sierra in the lane. And before the foul, when he went up for the layup, he shoveled the feet. And it's Disco Knight traveling. Gives ball back to North Huron.
That was a good call, but you know, usually Cody Deer is pretty deadly on the left-hand side. I was wondering if he's just going to pull up, take a jump shot, see what happens.
And Steven Weiss checks back in for Port Hope. He's a junior on this team. As Morgan over to Justin Hatch in left wing. Into 34 inside the paint. Nick Flager for the jump shot. This one's good. North Huron now with their largest lead of the night at 4. 14-10 with less than 60 seconds to play in the first quarter in Port Hope. Over to the right wing to Schulte. In the Coghlan at the right elbow. Beats it into the air inside the paint with the left foot. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up the shot. And this one's good. Deer's been a foul. He fights through it. Now Cody Deer has 4. Brings Port Hope within 2. It's North Huron 14. Port Hope 12. 35 seconds left. Into the lane is a runner from number 44. Moore goes no good. Port Hope tries to save it, and Moore's there to grab it for North Huron. Picks it over to Coghlan, which is Palenga, and he gets his fourth point of the night. 16-12, North Huron by 4 with 20 seconds left. Coghlan signs a shoe on the go as McNeil is dribbling over to the left wing. Now Deer has it at the left elbow, sets the pick from Coghlan. Over to Schulte on the right wing. Now Deer has it. 7 seconds left. He dribbles to the free throw line. Back up to Weiss. With the rec check. 2 seconds left. Schulte has to take a three and it's slightly blocked by Justin Hatch. That's how the first quarter will end. North Huron 16, Port Hope 12, with Barnburner here in Port Hope, Michigan. Year 2, WLEW Sports.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Typically, I talk about some concern in life, but it's time for a celebration. After years of service to the community, Deb McBride is retiring from Farm Bureau Insurance. And for some ridiculous reason, they're leaving me in charge. So come on in this Monday, February 25th, to the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance, across from the hardware store in the metropolis of Elkton. So come on in, thank Deb, grab some free cookies, or at least put a face to my voice. I'm even better looking in person. So come on in this Monday to Farm Bureau Insurance in downtown Elkton.
Well, to be honest with you, it's actually a closer game than expected. North Huron leads by a mere 4 points. They did not start their typical starters. But even the starters, the standard starters for North Huron, are having trouble with this Port Hope offense, Port Hope defense, 2-3 zone.
It's clogging up, and plus they're alive up on top as far as the guard play is concerned. But they weren't giving them an opportunity to get started.
McNeil dribbles in. Port Hope gets the ball to start the second quarter. And we have a kickball. Had the play from Mike Strzeski there. If this were Collins, should be resetting the shot clock to 15 seconds to get the ball on the side. Instead, Port Hope will just get the ball on the side. Deer will be passing this one in, going against number 30, John Tenton. Top of the key is Gus. Over to the left to McNeil. Trying to feed him the Deer. They do at the left at post. And it's loose on the ball on the floor. And jump ball, and it's going to be North here on possession.
Never did like that possession rule. Never did like it.
You want the jump ball?
I want the jump balls back.
You probably don't like the three-pointer either, do you?
I went on record on that one, too.
Okay. 7.5 to play in the second quarter. It's North Huron 16, Port Hope 12 at the top. Hatch now over to Moore on the left wing. Dribbles into the free throw line, back over to Hatch on the right wing. One dribble. Now up to Strzeski. John Tanton over to Moore for the three. From the left wing, and this one's good. Moore with his first points of the night extends the lead to the largest of the night at 7, 19-12 North Huron. Deer, left wing, over to the right wing to Gus. Trying to have Calgan go to work in the post, and suddenly gets to Weiss at the right elbow, goes for the runner on the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Hatch. Here comes Moore. Nearly a travel, feeds it over to number 30 for the three. John Tanton is good. North Huron starting to fire on all cylinders, and it's a 10-point lead, 22-12. Here comes McNeil over to Coughlin, or excuse me, Gustin, the right wing. Now over to Weiss in the left wing. McNeil over to the right wing to Gust. Back to McNeil, nearly took the three. Now Weiss has it, top of the key. Deer, right wing. Good ball moving around the perimeter, nothing going inside, though. Now Gust takes the 16-footer, and this one's good.
That's a good offensive flow.
Gust with 4 points brings it back within eight, 22-14, North Huron with the lead, with six to play. Another going to be another big line change here for North Huron. All five coming in as Hatch has the ball, feeds it into Moore in the left post, and he falls to the ground. Coughlin was a travel call, and rightfully so, and said it was a no call, and Port Hope gets it back.
I got to love Nick Belega. He was going to the mat on that one.
Over to Weiss, left wing, calling out directions. Back up to McNeil. Over to Gust on the right wing, being guarded for a distance from Belega. Deer trying to feed into Coughlin. It's a triple coverage, and it's stolen by 10. Moore brings it up for North Huron, 5.5 to play in the half. As Hatch takes the long two from the baseline to the right side, this one's no good. Rebound Gust. And now we have a timeout called by Port Hope. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John, yes, it's an 8-point game, but Port Hope is sticking with North Huron.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, there's, I guess you can argue one way as far as North Huron is concerned. They're getting a lot of kids some time, but that's also takes away from continuity. And kids can't get in the flow of the ball game, and of course, efficiency is going to be going by the wayside because of it. But then on the other hand, look, you know, Port Hope is putting forth a really good effort. It's their own home court, and they're getting after it. So it could be a combination of the two, but both teams are showing up, and they're playing hard. And you know, let's do a little, you know, shout-out for Nick Belega, because he was really making it happen for the North Huron Warriors on defense.
And the new five out there for North Huron. Looks like the starters for this game as McNeil over to Weiss on the right wing. Trying to run the motion offense, gets it into Deer at the right elbow. Now we have a travel. Run of arm, line of reaching in, but they call it a travel instead on the Deer. Gives the ball back to North Huron. 22-14, 5:05 left in the second. Over to the left wing to number 10, Nick Goretzky. Feeds it into Seaman on the long jump shot from the right post. His number 22, Kyle Case, no good. And rebound, Port Hope. Here comes Gust over to Deer on the left wing. Into Coughlin high post. One dribble, kicks back out to Deer. He drives right down to the baseline, goes for the reverse Micah, gets rejected by foul with the backboard. It goes right into the hands of McNeil. He takes the jump shot, hits nothing but air, and still Weiss brings in the rebound for Port Hope. Second offensive rebound of the drive. He's trying to work into the lane, and it's stolen away. It's still loose ball, and Port Hope still has it. It goes out of bounds, and they say last touch by North Huron. Port Hope ball directly in front of us. We are at the scorer's table here in Port Hope.
I thought it was going to be last touch by me.
Very well could have. As they pass it into McNeil. Goes tipped out of bounds and nearly scooped up by John Mooney.
This is two in a row. I mean, suit me up, coach. Suit me up.
Sure, Port Hope wouldn't mind the depth on the bench. As McNeil takes the runner down the baseline, this one's no good. Still loose. Rebound by number 10, Nick Goretzky for North Huron. Goes down the whole length of the court, and it's stripped by Port Hope. And out of bounds, North Huron ball. Only person on the bench for Port Hope right now is Schulte. North Huron bringing in men by fives. As they take the three from the right corner by number 35, Matt Kaczynski goes no good. Rebound, Port Hope. Down to Weiss, left wing. Drives down to the baseline. Double teamed. He's trying to work, and they say he traveled. The pressure made him shuffle his feet. Gives it right back to North Huron. Schulte checks in for a out-of-breath McNeil. Out there for North Huron right now, number 43, Justin Clark, number 14, Dustin Seaman, number 10, Nick Goretzky, number 22, Kyle Case, and number 35, that would be Matt Kaczynski. As the jump shot inside the paint goes no good, loose ball, and it's a jump ball. This